Simtov Kuf Sif Dalet. Mogan Harosh Varaglayim, Mahavavim Oysam Bu'ur. So they can do the Maliga using boiling water to remove the hair off of the skin of the Rosh and the Regal. We can use the process of singeing it in fire. We can't use the process of putting a lye on it, which removes the hair, or other types of earth, etc. That looks like a process of ibud. Fine. You can't shear it. It looks like you're doing it to get the hair. So the Mishbura Yerchesk, Mogan. Beroyskin, Akra Malicha, Krei Lahashir Haseir. They would do it to remove the hair. Chen Mahavavin, or the same thing, to singe the hair off. Tavi Malacha, Lutzer Chachol Nefesh. So the Mishbura said before that the skin on these was soft, and it was like thin and soft, and it was actually edible. Come in. So therefore, but you didn't want to eat it with the hair on it. So that was tzar chachol nefesh. Now, poshet al das v'yesh machbirim le'el v'simen tov sari hei daf pechol nefesh kufa im efshel olas is mir v'yomtev osur v'yomtev. Even if it's not even machshirim, it's actual echol nefesh. We brought before the halacha by machshirim of if it's possible to wear Erev Yom Tov, you must do it Erev Yom Tov. That's a Gemara. But the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, Shita, was Echol Nefesh Gufa, even if it's possible from Erev Yom Tov, you don't have to do it, you can do it on Yom Tov. And Rav brought a Yesh Bachmir, that even by Echol Nefesh Gufa, if it's possible for Erev Yom Tov, you must do it Erev Yom Tov, you can't do it on Yom Tov. And if you didn't do it, you'd have to do it on Yom Tov with a Shinoi. So Mari Khan, see, the case was that he said to the Erev Yom Tov, he didn't have time to do the Maliga. You do a Shein of Miskalkal in Mahoya Mogam Erev Yom Tov. It's no Kilkal, so it's definitely possible to do. We consider deterioration a halachic valid reason why you say you couldn't do it beforehand. So, Echol Nefesh Gufa, which if you do it before Yom Tov, it'll have the flavor will deteriorate if you do it on Yom Tov. You'll have to do it on Yom Tov. You'll have to shet on Yom Tov because fresh meat tastes better than the meat from before. But the Maliga will make no difference. So once it's been shechted already, doing Maliga beforehand, so the case has to be that the case over here was that there was no time to do it beforehand. Oh, the Mairi, Sheshkota be Yom Tov Kufar, the case was that he shechted on Yom Tov, so obviously it was impossible to do beforehand.
What is Maliga meaning?
Maliga was the process of removing the hair through boiling using scalding water, basically scalding water. Mishabrita did point out over there that according to the sheet which he's mentioning back on Siman Tov Sadi Hei, there are certain foods which actually taste better if they're cooked before it. Kompot is one example which he gave over there. I think Jello, something like that, you know, when you cook it before and you let it sit, it tastes better than if it's actually just. So those are actually also to do on Yom Tov. You do them before Yom Tov. If you didn't do it before Yom Tov, you only do it with a shinui, which that's not always so easy to figure out what the shinui would be. Okay. But or within the mutter of the hot men or sun beremets, you could put them directly into hot coals, hot ash. And that removes the hair. So that's also mutter. So all those are different than the way the process of ibud looks like. But to put chemicals on it, even though your goal is to remove the hair, that's usur, even though your goal is not ibud, but since it looks like ibud, you're putting in the chemicals. So that looks like that's what the ibud process was. The tanning process was soaking in different chemicals. So it looks like ibud, therefore chazal said that's also. hay. So he sheltered the animal, so he needs some meat. So the meat that he needs, obviously, he's allowed to do malicha on, because he can't eat without doing malicha. He allowed to do malicha on all of the meats, because this way, the malicha, besides removing the blood, it also helps preserve the meat. So he wants to do malicha on multiple pieces of meat. He only needs one piece of meat. So the Mechaber says, Mutalim loyach kama chatichas. It's mutter to salt more than one piece of meat, but basachas at the same time. Only needs one. Okay? Because any one of them is theoretically possible to use. Okay? So the Ramah, V'yesh Arim, D'loy, Shori Laharim, Rak Karamachil Shachris. That this heter is only when you're doing it before there's an actual meal coming up. And, so the Mishnah Berurah is going to grapple with what, you know, we weren't talking about haroma. This is not the heter of haroma. Haroma is when, let's say, a person would take a piece and salt it. Say afterwards, you know, that's not good. I need a different piece. The other piece looks better. And he does that piece. And says, no, that's not good. I'll do a different piece. That's a haroma. There's elements of
in order to preserve it all.
Right.
Element of trickery to preserve.
Element right. So that'd be haroma, but. The heter over here is not haroma. The heter is, we're saying, since you need one piece, and they haven't designated which piece is the piece, you're allowed to do all of them, and you'll decide afterwards which one it is. And that's where this heter is specifically basachas, where the Mechaber said. So it's not haroma. So there comes the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to read into the Ramah that the Ramah is first adding there's a case of haroma. You can do one piece, it's not good, I'll do a different piece. And then that comes from Moses, but that heter haroma requires that it has to be done before Siddur Shachris. In other words, but what he's saying, but if later on the day he wants to say, you know, listen, I'm not really hungry, but I'm going to cook and eat just to be able to have an excuse to salt. So that would not be much of a haroma under those circumstances. You could have, and let's say should have, done malicha before yomtiv. It also prevents you from doing malicha on Yom Tov.
Sounds like that's lechatchila.
If you didn't do it, you're allowed to do it. I'm not sure that means that you.
Because it's going to go into details about what malicha are we talking about.
Right. Okay, see Mr. Baruch. V'basachas hay. V'mapelos yan achas, it's like one spreading of the salt. K'gern sh'yesh kan sholosh chatichas. There's three pieces of meat. Yidichim zuwet, we'll put them one next to the other. V'yikach melech melechov, we'll take a big handful of salt. Keshir malicha shalkol achatichus, which would be enough to salt all three pieces. Vizur aleim v'basachas, he throws it in all three at one time. So that's what the Mechaber is saying, that's mutter. Even though he only needs one. Abi yeritzarech, chafiz. The yom tov elach, he only needs one yom tov. One of the. Vatam, what's the heter? He's doing one act for all of the meat. He's doing all of them, salting all at the same time. Even though it's a little bit of extra effort, we require salting on both sides. So he's going to do that. He has to turn them all over and then do the same action on the second side. Well, that means that there's an extra effort of turning each piece of meat over. Okay, but that's a minimal type of extra effort. So we're dealing with the Drabana, because Malika would go under the rubric of the Malacha of Mahabed, which is preserving something very moving and liquid. That's what the Iba process is. So Malika is exactly that. It's removing the liquid. But we paskin ain't ibud ba'echlet, that the concept of ibud doesn't apply to food. So on the right level, there's no such thing as saying, you know, if I take a cucumber and I salt it, so I'm not over the love malach of abed, because it's a food already. So on the right level, there's no din of ibud over here on this meat. V'yeshar m'chav gimel d'loshor l'harvin. The language over here of the Rambam is confusing. The Rambam didn't mention Rambam. So how can the Rambam say, no, you're only allowed Rambam in this scenario? That wasn't the conversation. Because of Harbay Mefarshim, therefore there's many opinions who say, tells you that if you look at the Bar Gadol already on the side, he makes that suggestion. It's the Rambam. He referred to a different case. Besides Melech and Basachat, there's a different heter of Aroma. Do one. After you've done one already, say, you know what, I think I like this one better. First, the Shulchan Aruch told me it's more to be do it all at one time. They tell me, even if you don't do it all at one time, I can find a heter. This is Aroma, that this one's better. And he writes, actually, this is the one I want. Now, it's all dealing with the Rabbanans. And so Chazal came along and said it's worth a while for us to permit this to Rabbanan. We're afraid he might refrain from shechting, knowing in the back of his mind that if he shechs, he's going to end up losing the meat because he can't process all the meat on Yom Tov. And they won't let him salt it. By the time Yom Tov is over, it's going to become, it's going to rot. So I'm not going to shecht. So come to the heter is built on this tzarach yomtiv of shechting. So the card that only apply in case of you shecht on yomtiv. So you're afraid, they say you're not going to shecht on yomtiv because you have no solution of how to salt it. But you shecht before yomtiv, you have a solution to salt before yomtiv. Right? So the card, in that scenario, there's no reason why she matter. Which the Chari don't have this consideration of we're afraid to ask it because they might be discouraged from shechting. Even if the shechita was from Erev Yom Tov, even in that scenario, it's much to do with Ayyadeh Haramah. He brings that from a few shechitas. So we added this whole another statement in the Shulchan Aruch that there's a het of aroma, and that the Rambam says Yeshem Shari Aroma Laharim. It's only meant to do aroma before Achilas Shachris. Okay. Now the way we're reading the Mechaber told me two aterim. One is to be Maleach at the same time. The other one is to be Malach, one of the other, based on Haram. So, And then I came along and said that that's all if it was shechted on Yom Tov. But from Erev Yom Tov, you know, the Chari shouldn't be mutter. So even Erev Yom Tov is mutter. Now, but if you hold the Erev Yom Tov, it's not mutter haroma. What about the heter of Melicha b'basachas? Right? We said there's two heter. One is the salt at the same time. One is the salt. One after the other with this haroma. They said, you know, okay, so you did it, you shechted Erev Yom Tov, you shouldn't use haroma. What about Shechter Erev Yom Tov? You want to do Bebasachas? So that the Mishabur didn't touch, but in the Sharet Zion, he brings in in Lamed Aleph, Sharet Zion Lamed Aleph, he brings Eli Rabba. The Rabba is Hiflag Oyd Yoyser, that feel Bebasachas and Lahokal Kishinishkan Erev Yom Tov. Not only we're not going to be matter. Haroma, if we shechted before Yom Tov, we're not going to be matter even Basachas if we shechted before Yom Tov. Because even the Heter Basachas is based on what the Rabba's understanding is based on a combination of the factors that in the right level in Ibn Vaychl. So it's all the Rabbanans. So we can make. But the reason why we're making is because this again, this issue of this referendum is going to be a negative motivation about shechting. He'll be discouraged from shechting and he'll end up throwing it out. So you have to come up with these heter of masachas or rama, etc. You shechted Erev Yom Tov, you know. Shechted Erev Yom Tov, take care of Erev Yom Tov. So why should we make it for you? So that's where the Rav is coming from.
And if you shechted Erev Yom Tov without having enough time, you know, it's just before Yom Tov, then you could have just waited. You know. Is that worse than doing it on Yom Tov itself?
According to the first sheet, that's a local dafka Yom Tov. My assumption would be yes. Even though we found there got to be certain things, got to be hechsher, etc. But over here, I think it's a different nakuda. That there is some mile of shetan Yom Tov because it's fresh. The person to be discouraged from doing that because they'll end up throwing out some of the meat. So we said, you know what, you don't have to throw out the meat. We'll help you. We'll figure out a way that halachically will allow you not to throw out the meat. So therefore, you're going to want to shecht on Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, we didn't need to create any heter because people will do that. They're going to shecht. No reason. I don't need to create a heter because there's a problem. There's no problem over there. So even if you have one case which maybe wouldn't fit the mold, but I think then you make it all inclusive type of a thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I'm just saying. Sorry, I don't think ever right now. I don't have a riot. Okay, now he says in the Chav Dalet, says that the heter harom is only rakat mechilas shachris. The bamas sarach lechol, oh, is esach tir, and you'll eat some of the meat from this animal by the meal. Of mekor ochol, we already ate a meal. He's not planning to eat any more this day. Also, the haram limach, you can't do haram. Even though he will eventually cook and eat some of it because he has to fulfill his hat or whatever that is of eating something to allow him to do the shkita whatever it is. Kivan she'en toyim rakei lahatel malichus sharachatichus. But he's not really eating it to eat. He's hungry. He's eating because he just wants to create an excuse to salt the rest of the meat. That's not mutter. And she's Rabbi Kamam Simon Tovkov Gimel, Sif Aleph. Like it says over there, that after you've already eaten the meal, you can't cook. Occasionally, there's not a person wants to cook from day one to day two. So that we're going to see later on, there's nothing wrong with cooking a larger amount. If I put the pot on the fire one time. So there's one act involved with chilul, or quote unquote chilul Yom Tov. One act of cooking is putting the pot on the fire. In fact, if there's more meat or less meat, that doesn't. We didn't answer that because a person, it cooks better when there's more meat in it. Any piece of meat is potentially the piece of meat you're going to eat. So that's all mutter before Achilas Shachris. because you're cooking for the meal. So you're cooking for the meal. So you want to cook more. Cook more than what you have left over to use for this for the next day of Yom. But after the meal is over, you can't cook it and say, listen, you know what? I need to cook. Well, I'm not going to eat, so I'll eat something. Is that a way to cook? So whether your achila is just a chetimsa, the achila is just a chetimsa for the cooking, which you really want for the second day. Over there, it said that that's not going to be mutter to cook, even if you end up taking out eating something from each one of the foods. But it's a haroma, which everybody understands. You know, you ate the meal already; you're not hungry, so you're tasting it as a way to be able to excuse to have to make a pot to cook for the second day and the first day. So it's haroma nikaris. Haroma nikaris Chazal didn't permit, but haroma shein nikaris, which is before Suda Shacharis, is not. It's not right. So haroma shein nikaris. Is that's a four Suda Shachar, that's a month. Okay.
So what about Hoel Yivo Orchin?
Hoel is not matzah l'chashkila. Hoel is just a halacha, and at the Raisa level, the more it says it takes it down from Chi of Malchus to not a Chi of Malchus. Mir Rabbanan it's also. Hiskimo Achrenim. No, I skipped. I feel him here till in Loach. Call a Chatiris b'yachad. So this not only is this a problem on the haroma case, you do one after the other, but even the case which Rabbi Meiko to do what all at the same time, it's only because you really need a, you need a piece of meat. So shach b'zeh l'armat tircha achas akulam. So regam la'achas enot tzarech behemes. So all that was based on, you know, listen, I didn't need to do one because I need one. And I'm not doing any more tircha, any more. There's no more expenditure of effort, you know, basically to do a few more. So it all goes into the hat. But that's assuming you need it. I don't need it. This all time on a case where it's suffic if it'll rot. But if we know for sure it's going to he knows the climate, the humidity, etc. He knows where he lives, and the fact is, every meat left at that amount of time, so the Yom Tov will rot. B'vari mutter l'molcha afilu achar achilu, afilu b'zeh achazal yedei shigarim al kochatichol or mizoy achol hayoyim, shosh yachol kazayis miachaz mehem. If you're going to actually eat one of them, so then you would allow to cook multiple ones, saying, oh, I'll be eating from that one, eating from that one, eating from that one. Now, so why in the world would we be matter to that? Because since the case of a prisoner shechs on Yom Tov, if you don't knock him out to that, he's not coming to shech next time. So he'll end up throwing out half of his behemoth. And therefore he says, the filos ella hitiru ella kishashacha be Yom Tov. We're going to be matim because this way you will not be discouraged from shechting again. So if it's in the morning before achila, okay. So there's a real need. I need to stall this meat to use. So whether I shut it did beforehand or now it's a real tzarech. We'll allow it. But after the meal already, it's holding the haroma, even though it's going to be vada gemetzriya, I'm sorry, I can't help it.
I'm sorry, how does that, if you shaft it on Yom Tov, then how does that, what's the isfara for allowing you to solve it after, do the haroma after the meal?
Again,
yeah,
because
all of this is.
Person in a case where the person shechted it and then end up not using it for the meal, right? It's after the meal already, he shechted. Mm-hmm. So why is he shechting? He shechted because he went to the next day. But the general concept was the person was shechting for it. A person was shechting. No, so the case would be where he didn't do malicha on all of them before he shechted before and he used the meat. He didn't do the rest of the meat. Now it's after the meal, and he says, "I have the rest of the meat over here. It's gonna start to decay, rotting if I don't do something about it." So if it's a suffix, we say, "So we're not giving matter." If it's a vadai, so the person's. I mean, theoretically, you're right. We had an eitzah how a person could have done it beforehand, but it's all you're going to have to come up to some type of a harama or heter anyway under these circumstances. So we're about to even after the meal also.
But ultimately, we're concerned that the person, if we don't permit it, then he's in the future he won't shecht.
He'll be discouraged from shechting.
Even though he has this eitz, he could have had.
Right, but again, but the eitz itself, it's not really that much difference. The difference between a haram and the karis, haram and the karis. But then they're both haramas. Mm-hmm. So shadli is how far are we willing to mm-hmm. It's like, you know, hey, you got a way of doing it heter gomer without any issues, and you chose to do it like this. Yeah, so next time we'll do it right. The right is also is a kula. So it's not like, you know, you have like, that's a better option. So much a better option. Okay, Chav Hei. Amotel Merbos be Yomtev, Al Bisha Yashal Mocham Rav Yomtev. That's a lemur. So that you're allowed to salt it, kishamolcha, lachshiro, lohitzidom. You're doing it to make it right to eat, removing the blood. So why we make it? Because had you done the malicha erev yomtiv, hoytzarach acher hadocha shniya, the molcha oid pam sheni lashoisa b'melach ad the mocher dinoiken hayim iskalko. So look, as we do malicha, they didn't have refrigeration. So they ate the salt. So they had to sit in the salt. Now, when you do malicha, you can't let it sit. After a period of time, you must remove the salt. So before we do malicha, we wash off all of the blood on the surface, etc. That's chadacha rishona, because malicha doesn't work for any dam which is be'en, which is not part absorbed. But it doesn't work on that. So we do Adach Rishon, then we do Malicha, and after Malicha, we do Adach Shniya to remove, because this blood, this salt now has absorbed all this blood, and if it just sits there, what's going to happen is the opposite. It's going to, you have your reverse process, it'll take the flavor of the dam and put it back into the meat as it sits in the salt. That's the Adach Shniya, to stop that process. When do we do it? We do it after the Malicha calls man the assumption of Allah is called, as long as the salt is being successful in taking blood out, it's not causing blood to go in. The meat, when it's in the process of letting out liquid, is not in the process of absorbing. It's toward the miflet, it's not meval, it's not berlay. It's busy expelling liquid, it's not busy absorbing liquid. But once that process stops, it's pretty much finished expelling the liquid, so then it's going to start to absorb. So that's usually after an hour that we do, you know. So, but the mice said, okay, that's good. So he did a dacha shniya. Now he's got a practical problem. How do you keep the meat good until the next day? Right, so the answer was he salted. So you can't leave it in that salt, but you could wash off that salt that you use for the dam process and then salt it again to be able to preserve it till the following day. So to Malicha and Erev Yom Tov, the Rama said, even if it was, even though it was after the Malicha and Erev Yom Tov, because after, if you were Malicha and Erev Yom Tov, you would end up this whole extra step, which is just to preserve it for the next day, and that's a big, that's a tircha or whatever it is. So they weren't mechayiv him in that situation. It, you know, loses its flavor. You know, the point is, you end up with meat with less of a good flavor than the meat that you, which is after fresh, or even which is salted fresh, right? Because the extra process of salting is going to end up making it a much saltier flavored meat. So we allowed you, even if you shat at Erev Yom Tov, you would only first salt it on Yom Tov. Okay. Whatever you do, what does Shabbos show you? Harbi Mamelach Mefik Tam. If it sits in the salt for a long time, it loses its flavor. But the meat you're planning to eat on that day, you're allowed to, even if you shat it before Yom Tov, you're allowed to salt it on Yom Tov. Okay. Agabon, then literally on the back of means then in conjunction with that piece which you actually need and you want to salt. So we came with these other heterim. So we say, you're allowed to salt the rest of the meat. The case before, the Mechaber's case was old at one time. Right, that's all talking about a case where it's you need to salt, you're salting Yom Tov, using Yom Tov. You already have done your dam process of salting and removing the blood. So also the molcha pam shenis b'yomtiv kadeshal yafsin. We're not going to allow a second salting just for the purpose of preserving it. That we're not going to allow. B'chil b'shachos kadem achil, even it's before the chila. Shein derech l'mloch baser b'shas b'shuloi. Why are you salting again? You the need to salt it to take the blood out, you did already. Cooking it, you can cook it. So what are you salting for? So you can't tell the salting is a tzarech l'achila because it's not.
So what's the difference between that salting and the salting that you said you could do after the second hadacha? Did you say you could do one?
No, what we said was that since doing a second hadacha, a second malicha after the hadacha causes the flavor to deteriorate. That's what the Rambam said. Even with shetah before Yom Tov, you're allowed to wait to salt on Yom Tov, mm-hmm. to not have to go through that extra process of salting a second time.
So you would have done. What you done? You shetah it before Yom Tov. You washed.
You washed up the dam, let's say whatever, mm-hmm. and you didn't do malicha yet on the meat, so
it will keep.
In a case where he didn't do it before, and he'd be allowed to do it. He'd be allowed to salt on Yom Tov. He says why? Because why am I being made? You should have salted before Yom Tov. Why am I being made? Because you're gaining. That if I tell him to do it before Yom Tov, I'll end up with less flavorable meat.
Right, maybe he just won't.
Right.
Why would he, if he's concerned about it going, about it rotting, why would he have chosen to do that? To shecht it, but then not something. Getting something.
I'm not sure why he chose it, but that's what came out. We said we don't hold him culpable for that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He actually had done the process of salting before Yom Tov. Now you want to salt it again for preservation purposes, period. That's awesome. Why are you salting it again? You don't salt it. When you cook something, you rinse it off. So you can't tell me, well, I'm salting to help facilitate cooking. That's not true. And Kain Mucha Milsas, the Melech Rak, the Sakan and Bosser, Kain Nos. Omnam Belel, the Yom Tashani,
So
But the nighttime already, I want to do it. Want to drink it? The nighttime, I want. I could.
Please, I can take this.
Because it's fresh.
It's true.
Thank you,
so, at nighttime, you do want to salt it to preserve it for the next morning. So, over there, I have a valid yontif need. I don't want it to deteriorate overnight. So now already I can say, okay, I have some meat which I need to salt to be able to preserve it for the next morning so I can cook it tomorrow morning. It'll be fresh cooked. So that's a valid yontif of need. So then once I can do one piece, I can do all the pieces. So that would be mutter. Let's just finish off the last mishnah over here. I'll be shavoya. Even though you could have done it before yontif. Fish which tastes better after it sits in the you don't have to salt fish for the purpose of dam, because the dam and there's no issue of dam and dog. So you're doing it just for preserving it, but it actually tastes better when it sits in the salt for a while. So also malchum yomtiv, you can't do mayomtiv because you're the malchum air yomtiv. So that's the idea before of the things which you could actually taste better when you do it before yomtiv. So you can't wait till yomtiv to do it if you had an option. We're talking about salt in the frying pan. We're talking about putting salt on the item because it looks like you're preserving it either because of ibud. It looks like you're trying to do ibud to it, tanning. You're cooking. You put salt in your food. That's not a problem. Now, me dogim harakim. There's this type of fish which is very soft. Hamiskalklam kashenuchu was one rabbi. They sit in salt for too long, the flavor is affected negatively. But the machom yomtiv, I feel him kron meir yomtiv. Even you opened up before, you could have salted before him. You don't want to do that. You don't want to salt it too long. Medina kimalichas boshel chodam. Okay, so hopefully vav.
Finish.
Yeah.
Up to both.